Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. The wet season is just around the corner here in northwestern California. As mentioned in a previous community comment, there are some things you can do to prepare your car for winter weather. Today, I want to talk about some things you can do to prepare your family and your home. It's super important to have an emergency communications plan that has all of your family members' contact information, as well as some of the out-of-area contacts that everyone knows to check in with if they can't reach each other directly. This is even more important now, since many of us don't remember phone numbers now that they're all in our cell phone memory. When a big storm knocks out phone lines and cell towers, it can be really hard to reach family members. So communicating with a plan is really critical. Build the plan now. Google Family Communications Plan FEMA to find great templates that you can use to build your plan. It's also important to have some emergency supplies in your home. This is important for winter weather, but also for other hazards such as earthquakes. Even though it's been a while since we had an event that made it hard to get supplies, the North Coast is always vulnerable to being isolated from the outside world. Rock slides and floods can cut off roads in our region, so stockpile some basics to survive for several days with a special emphasis on water. If you live in a rural setting, then this is a good time to make sure there aren't trees or tree branches that are prone to being knocked onto your home from the frequent high wind events we get. Also, check culverts to make sure they are not plugged with branches or debris. Plugged culverts are a frequent cause of localized flooding in our rugged terrain. Also, remember that our high winds can knock trees onto power lines, causing power outages. The most important thing to do for power outages is to ensure that you will have safety lighting in your home. Avoid using candles because they are a significant fire threat. Instead, get some of the newer night lights that are LED and have battery backup. These stay on when the power goes out, and they last for several hours on their battery. If you get the 3-in-1 kind, they also double up as a flashlight. Peppering these around your home will ensure that you and your family can safely move about when the lights go out during a power outage. Google 3-in-1 LED nightlight to find some examples. Having other flashlights with spare batteries is also a good idea. By doing a little preparation before winter, you can ensure that your family will be safe when those storms hit. Make the preparedness activities fun family activities, and you can also help nudge your family towards a preparedness culture that will last a lifetime. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.